Sam, Sabby, and DDD. Sabby's First Day of School by David Hsiao.
Wake up, sleepy Sabby,
Sam said as she bounced on his bed.
You don't want to be late for your very first school date.
Sabby rubbed his eyes, then he opened them wide. And then he cried.
I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school.
Sabby cried in the bath. Even the bubbles couldn't make him smile or laugh.
I don't want to go to school.
Sabby cried at breakfast. There was nothing Mama, Papa, Sam, or DDD could do to make Sabby feel better about going to school.
Don't cry, Sabby,
said Sam.
Just wait and see. You'll like school just like me.
You'll learn to read. You'll learn your ABCs. You'll even learn to count to 2,153. Sabby sighed.
I'm not like you. I don't like school. I don't want to learn my ABCs. I don't want to learn to read. And I don't want to count to 2,153. I just want to stay at home and watch cartoons on TV. I don't want to go to school,
Sabby cried as Sam walked him down the hall with the colorful pictures on the wall.
You will look after Sabby, won't you?
Sam asked his teacher, Mrs. Fu. Sabby was still crying. Of course, smiled Mrs. Fu. Sabby, you're just in time for a nursery rhyme. Now Sabby liked singing his favorite nursery rhyme, so he sang along and clapped in time. And after a while, he began to smile and smile. At lesson time, Mrs. Fu asked, who wants to learn their ABCs or count 1, 2, 3? Sabby raised his hand and said, me, me, me. At snack time, Sabby ate all the cookies on his dish, even the one that looks like a big fat fish. At art time, Sabby drew a house and a car. His picture was so nice, Mrs. Fu gave him a big gold star. At playtime, Sabby played with every building, brick and block. He had so much fun, he did not notice the time on the clock. All too soon, it was 12:30. It was time to pack his bag and say goodbye. Sabby knew now that there really was no reason to cry. And when Sam asked about his day, this is what Sabby had to say.
I like school. I like school just like you.
The end.